Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series with the Embody Me podcast. I'm Crystal Renee, discussing all of the 64 archetypes that derive from the Chinese I Ching hexagrams that are used to create the human design gates and the gene keys. So today we are talking about gate 10. Now I like to refer to this gate as the authentic self, and it's called the gate of the behavior of the self or the gate of self-love. And in human design, it's located in the identity or G center. And it's moving towards the sacral via gate 34, towards the spleen via gate 57, and towards the throat via gate 20. So there are several channels that this gate links to. It's very complex. In the gene keys, it is called being at ease. The shadow is self-obsession. The gift is naturalness. And the city is being. This is in the tropical cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn, but it's in the Vedic sign of Sagittarius. In the I Ching, it's referred to as treading sky above the serene lake. And the overall energy of gate 10, I actually have this as my pearl sphere in the gene keys. And it's the energy that manifests itself in the journey of self-love and authentic expression. Hey. All the things that I preach about, and the struggle with the aspects of self-denial and narcissism. So on the shadow side, it can produce tendencies of blaming people, people-pleasing, self-obsession, fear of losing identity, addiction to seeking validation, lack of authenticity, you know, basically not being who you truly are, or obsessed with yourself. The gift encourages deep self-love, authentic expression, resilience, influence, adaptability, and the recognition of your individual uniqueness. And it's all about finding a balance between self-love and consideration for others, you know, staying true to your identity while also acknowledging and respecting the individuality of other people. It's all about embracing your true selves. And, you know, being present in the moment, recognizing the illusion of individual identity, and then connecting with the true essence of your being. So let's dig into the shadow a little bit deeper. The shadow is self-obsession, and this refers to an excessive focus on yourself, often leading to self-centeredness, narcissism, or a preoccupation with personal desires and needs. So in the repressive nature, where you're more introverted, this shows up as you being self-denying, where you deny yourself altogether. You focus on everyone and everything but yourself. This is where we can compromise our lives and become zombies for the collective with no real self-love. And we cannot recognize the divine within ourselves. We think that everything divine is outside of us. And then if you're more of a reactive or extroverted person, this can show up as being narcissistic, where you exclude all others and you deny the existence of anyone else besides yourself. You live based entirely around yourself. You project fear through anger, and you live in paranoia that the world will rob you of your freedom. And with the shadow, you can also show up as being blaming others or feeling blamed for your actions or choices. And this can really hinder your ability to take responsibility for your own creations and personal empowerment. You also may have a people-pleasing or codependent nature. You deny your true self. You compromise your life in order to fit in with societal norms, because the entire energy of this gate is to be you, be naturally you, regardless of what society is doing. And you fear losing your identity in the shadow. You're always seeking who you are yourself, seeking self-validation and, you know, some kind of purpose outside of you. You lack the authenticity of who you truly are. You're not showing up as yourself in the shadow, and you disconnect yourself from others because of that. Now, in the gift, which is naturalness, this represents a state of being where you're aligned with the flow of life and you express yourself authentically and effortlessly, which is like what I preach. I feel like I've always been naturally just been able to be myself, regardless of any judgment or what people were saying. I really just never really truly cared what other people, I care what people think about me, but not to a point where I'm going to change myself. I'm more curious, like how I come across and like, you know, where I stand in the perception of other people's minds. But as far as like changing myself, if I'm going to change myself, it's for my own personal drive to be better, be a better version of me than I was the day before. Not because society told me to. So in your gift, you are very empowering to others. You know, your actions can inspire and uplift those around you to realize their potential and achieve greatness. You have very deep self-love for yourself, regardless of what you have, your possessions. You just truly understand your value and worth as a soul. You express yourself authentically, and this comes from a place of self-respect, and you're unafraid of what others might think. You're resilient, and you trust the decisions that you make. You move with influence and integrity because your unique expression and approach to life positively influence others. You're very versatile and adaptable. You're accepting of others because you understand everyone has their own unique identity and you embrace that. You follow your own true path. You know the direction that you're going in, and you're just very naturally who you are. You love yourself regardless of your flaws. And that brings me to the city of being, which is also referred to as divine laziness. And that's a state of pure presence and interconnectedness with all of existence. So in this state of being, you transcend the egoic mind and you experience a profound sense of unity and oneness with the universe. It is a state of deep inner peace and harmony. So you go from like being completely obsessed with yourself, whether it's obsessed with, you know, seeking purpose outside of you or trying to, you know, normalize yourself with society, or you're just narcissistic, you know, in your shadow, and you move out of the shadow into the state of being, your highest state of frequency, which is where you are just connected to everything and everyone. Naturally, just by being who you are. And you do this through the gift of naturalness, living your own myth, just being who you are, not allowing the outside world to change or shift your identity, but feeling confident in being exactly who you are. And it's interesting because it really does go hand in hand with like the Sagittarius and the Capricorn energy. Capricorn's very solid in their being. Sagittarius is, just a natural explorer and is seeking higher knowledge and always like trying to improve themselves. Very empowered and, you know, just courageous energy that this gate carries. You know, it's all about loving yourself, regardless of your flaws, you know, working towards self-improvement, but still loving yourself on the journey of being better than you were yesterday. And I love how the I Ching puts it. It says reflecting the beauty through the natural expression of life. Here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself during the 6 days the sun is in this gate, or if you have this active in your human design chart. What beliefs about myself do I need to cultivate, and what shadows do I need to heal? Why do I love myself? What is it about myself that I love? Or where am I holding blame or victimhood in my life? And some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of self-obsession and the gift of naturalness. Reflect on your thoughts, actions, and motivations. Take the time to explore how self-obsession may be impacting your relationships, choices, and overall well-being. Self-reflection will help you gain self-awareness and support your personal growth. Practice mindfulness and cultivate present moment awareness. Allow yourself to detach from self-centered thoughts and bring attention to the interconnectedness of all beings. And this will foster a sense of naturalness and being. And of course, embrace vulnerability and authenticity. Let go of the need for perfection or always needing to appear put together. True naturalness and being come from embracing and expressing your genuine self, including your vulnerabilities. So this is all about authenticity, being you, loving you for who you are, regardless of your flaws, just being natural in the present moment and loving yourself through that, you know, understanding that you are connected to everything around you. And as you show up more authentically and naturally as who you are, you will naturally attract and magnetize what is aligned for you into your life, into your business. And you will repel those who are not aligned with you in your natural state of being. And you don't really want to work with those types of people anyway, right? People that are not aligned with who you are authentically. So that is gate 10. And I am so grateful for your presence here. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me and, you know, really digging deep into the archetypal energies that these gates provide us. And I will see you again when the sun transits into the next gate. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.